Why do I keep talking back to my mom and doing bad stuff? I thought I would stop sinning when I became a Christian.
That's a good question. Maybe it's because you're not totally finished yet. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you get frustrated when you do the things you know you shouldn't do? It can be so hard to live the way God wants you to. Well, you're not the only one, believe me. Take a look at what the Apostle Paul said to his friends in Philippi. This is Philippians 1:6. I am sure that the good work God began in you will continue until he completes it on the day when Jesus Christ comes again. Our story today is called Totally Finished. Within a few minutes of getting home from school, Mateo talked back to his mother, hit his brother, and gave the dog table food even though Mom had told him not to. He was promptly sent to his room with no electronics. Mateo collapsed onto his bed and groaned. "What's up with me today?" he thought. "Why am I acting like this?" He sighed and lowered himself to the floor where a vast city was taking shape. He grabbed the box of loose connecting blocks and started adding a bridge between two of the skyscrapers. "This city's gonna look so cool once I'm finished," he thought. "It'll probably take up half the room. I can't wait to see what people say when I post a picture online." Pretty soon, Mom walked in. She said when she saw Mateo working on his city. "I forgot you had this in here. I guess next time you get in trouble, I should send you to the storage room where there's nothing fun for you to do." Mateo put down the blocks he was holding. "I'm sorry, Mom. I don't know why I did all that stuff." He leaned his head back against his bed. "I thought I'd be different by now." "What do you mean?" asked Mom. "Well, I thought becoming a Christian meant I wouldn't sin anymore, but I still do bad things." Mom sat down at the city's edge. "This is looking pretty good," she said. "Why don't I get my phone so you can post it online?" "No," said Mateo. "I don't want to post it until it's totally finished." Mom picked up a block person lying on the floor. "Well, you're not finished yet either. God is still working on you. The Holy Spirit is patiently teaching you to turn away from sin and live your life in a way that shows trust in God and love for others. It's a process that will take the rest of your life, but it's worth the wait." She stuck the person on top of the bridge Mateo had just built. "Jesus saved you from sin in an instant, but the new person he's making you to be won't be complete until he comes again and gives you a perfect body someday. Then you'll be totally finished, and you'll never sin again." So how about you? Do you get frustrated when you do things you know a Christian shouldn't do? Do you wonder why it seems so hard to live the way God wants you to? Being saved from sin only takes a moment. It happens the second you put your trust in Jesus. But becoming more like Him as the Holy Spirit works in your heart takes a lifetime. Be patient and trust God to complete the work He started in you. Our key verse is Philippians 1:6.
I am sure that the good work God began in you will continue until He completes it on the day when Jesus Christ comes again.
And our key thought, God is still working on you. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program, and an extra special high five if you're on track to finish all 3 months of reading. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pin for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now and find out how you can get a personal video message from me when you go to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.